all year long. It's our way of saying thanks for choosing Dobbs for your tire and automotive service needs for the past 40 years, beginning at our first store in St. Louis back in 76 through today at our 40 stores located in St. Louis, St. Charles, Cape Girardeau, and Southern Illinois. 40 years, 40 stores. Big prizes, big thanks. From the Dobbs family and the Dobbs family of associates to you. The Dobbs 40th Anniversary Sweepstakes. Check it out at gotodobbs.com. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years of age to enter. See store for details.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Fertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5304 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5304 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5304. That's 800-795-5304. Call now.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my recent New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-600-5150 or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, call now, 1-800-600-5150. That's 1-800-600-5150. Or go to motivationbook.com.
You want the greenest lawn on the block? All you have to do is count to five and find Dynagreen. Dynagreen fertilizer formations have FertiBlend. That's a special blend of ingredients that increase fertilizer effectiveness so you get better results with less fertilizer and the greenest lawn on the block. To find Dynagreen near you, all you have to do is check them out online, dynagreeninfo.com. That's dynagreeninfo.com. You can find Dynagreen at Kirkwood Material.
Insurance. Gotta have it. Hassles. Don't need it. That's why you should call Weiss Insurance, the insurance shopping center. They represent many different companies and obtain multiple quotes, so you don't waste hours on the phone. They will save you money on your home, auto, business, health, and life insurance. Call Weiss Insurance at 855-55-WEISS and find out how much time and money they can save you. 855-55-WEISS. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Online at Weiss, spelled WEISS-INS.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
Oh, those are the best. If you fry them up right, they're fantastic. Keon likes to do it. You ought to try some dirty chicken butts.
Yeah, they're actually better than the clean chicken butts when fried.
They are. It's hard to explain, but they really are. Cornmeal. Yeah, use that.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Groundhog Eve edition. Is there a dumber day than Groundhog Day? This is the dumbest thing ever.
Except the movie is good.
The movie's fantastic. Yeah. And I would say watch the movie, but why they continue with this stupid Puxatonic crap is beyond me. We're brought to you today by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. We'll tell you more about them and how to get in touch with them after this.
Hey!
let's introduce our control board operator. What do you say? His name is Eon the Peon. He's the father of Archie Geis. He's the husband of Angela Geis. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advice, then it may be smart to get a second opinion. And Mark and Jason would like the chance to sit down with you. Like, for the chance. How about that? For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know, normally you glide through that pretty smoothly. What happened today?
I don't know.
Are you nervous? Are you upset about something? Is your personal life okay?
No. A little under the weather today, but no. Not worried about anything.
What does that mean, under the weather? What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, after talking about our coworker John Carney, anything comparing to that would be kind of a...
pale.
Minuscule.
Yes. So I won't even go into it.
Not important. Good call. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
You want to plug that thing again with your band that you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah. The Southside Johnny Band. We're playing Saturday night in St. Genevieve at the Midway.
What's the Midway?
It's a Midway bar and grill. It's a really big place.
Well, it'd have to be big because the turnout when you play is huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have a big venue.
And the vet shows up. The vet that Bernice was having the affair with, remember?
Yeah,
he shows up. They all still listen down there.
Well, good for them. Hello, St. Genevieve. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. If you ever go and Dan's band is performing, you think you want to start something, you better think again, okay? Because Hebe Jimenez is usually there. I'll say no more. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
I don't remember that being the case at all. We were talking earlier about O.J. Simpson, because tomorrow night is the first of the 10-part series, The People versus O.J. Simpson. And you remember O.J. had a bad cut on his hand, a really deep cut. And I don't remember, Red Boy says he hurt his finger because he was cutting lawn.
Cheese.
No, he wasn't cutting.
I don't
think
he
might have cut cheese.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because his upset stomach because he was nervous.
Laying on the back of that Bronco floor. I'm sure there was some cheese cutting.
Oh, I guarantee you, if you're that nervous and scared and you've got a gun to your head, you might cut the cheese several times. But that's not what happened to his finger, Red Boy, okay? Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Didn't he say it was the, he broke a glass?
Well, he told three different stories. One was he broke a glass, the other was he was cutting something in the kitchen and he cut himself. Here's the deal. Vince Bugliosi, who is the prosecuting attorney who put Charles Manson away, made a statement back when all this was going on, and I thought, wow, he's so right. If you remember, the cut on O.J.'s hand wasn't just a nick or paper cut. It was a pretty significant cut. And Vince Bugliosi said, when was the last time you really cut yourself? I mean, really, ow, really?
Yeah.
When you couldn't remember how you did it.
Yeah.
that's almost impossible. But yet O.J., oh, wait a minute, I cut it. No. Here's how I think
broke
it. Yeah. None of it made any sense. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. Those are two people's first names, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And I am obligated to tell you that Stifel is a member SIPC and NYSE. And I looked up to see what would happen if I didn't mention that. 15 years in prison.
Whoa.
Now, I'd have to do the show from San Quentin.
Oh.
If I forgot that. So I don't ever want to leave. Peon, don't you leave it out either, because they're your sponsors.
I know.
I know you always get that SIPC, NYSE thing in there. If you are thinking about retirement, and by the way, if you're thinking about retirement and you're 45, lucky. If you're thinking about retirement, no matter what age you are, or if you have a 401k, I am so happy that my daughter, with her new job, this new company now offers a 401k, and I try to explain to her how great that is. That's a great little perk to that job. But then when she leaves there and goes somewhere else, she's going to need some solid advice on how to handle that 401k. My suggestion is you have a conversation with Mark Reardon and Jason Beckert, markandjason.com. For over 28 years, they have built a very strong practice at Stifel Nicolaus as financial advisors. And, you know, you may already have an advisor. I would like for you to give me one reason why it would be a bad idea to get somebody else's advice and ideas on what you're doing with your money, your $25,000 or more. I can't see how that could hurt at all. The meeting won't cost you anything. You're going to set it up. They'll make it. They'll come to you if they have to. And then they'll take a look at what you're doing with your money, and they will give you an honest evaluation of what they think about what you're doing and their ideas. And sometimes their ideas are very much like the ideas your current advisor. They're not going to sit there and just tell you everything you're doing is wrong just to get your business. They'll tell you the truth. I had a meeting a week ago today. It was my quarterly consultation with, in this case, Mark Reardon. So that's it. It's an invitation for you to set up a complimentary meeting. And everything you need to do or know to do that is at their website. And that website, and you just heard the peon say it, it's markandjason.com. You know, the more time that goes by, I realize there are people who don't know what this music is. Think about that. Remember the year Carson signed off for the last time? What year do you think it was?
Oh, my goodness. It was early 90s,
yeah,
wasn't
like
it?
Yeah, like 90.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah.
So, 92, 2000, 34 years ago. So, somebody who's, you know, 30, they don't know this music.
No, 24, right?
Was it 24 years ago?
Yeah, it'd be 24.
Okay, 24 years ago. So somebody 25, 26, 20, even 30, they don't know. This was the Tonight Show theme written by Paul Anka. And every night it played, Paul Anka got a check. Every single night. He got paid $475, I think it was, every night. What a great gig that would be.
And now it's back on
11.2.
No, on 2.2. 11, it's on...
it is?
Yeah, antenna TV, I think.
And they're playing it every night, just as if it were still on the air.
At 10:30, yeah.
Yeah, well, from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with the guys you just heard play that theme, and they played it every bit as well as Doc Severinsen did. Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's easy to download. It's free. It's a great way to get the only cab you'll want to ride in if you're really AM and the PM, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Hey, good afternoon and happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you, Bill.
I'd like to begin by saying hello to the nice folks in Glen Carbon, Illinois. You ever been to Glen Carbon, Illinois?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My best friend used to live in Glen Carbon for many, many, many years.
I was a guest speaker today. You know, I'm racking up the speaking engagement.
Oh,
got two of them this week. Today I was at the Meridian Village. This was a retirement community, but these people were avid travelers, and I walked in thinking there'd be like 20 people there. I bet there were 75 people there, and in the room beyond where I was speaking, they were sitting. Tons of people were there. They were really nice and got to go and share some Bill on the Road stories.
Now, what is your fee? What is your fee for that?
Oh, I don't like to talk about that.
Why? There might be people listening right now who go, hey, let's
go. Well,
they
can send me an email, and we'll talk about it.
Like 200,000?
It's confidential.
Some places I may go, no, I'm not charging anything for that. And others I might say, yeah, I will charge.
Well, let me tell you something. I got an email last week, a wonderful email from a guy named Joe Kalmer, K-L-M-E-R, from Illinois. He's in the funeral and cremation business. And he attended your Kiwanis Club speech and said you were fantastic. How about that?
He must have been sitting in the back.
No, why would you say that?
No, I'm just kidding. I have met Joe. He was very nice. Yes.
No, he had great things to say about you. Can you give us a little, just a tiny sample of what you talk about when you get up and speak?
Well, I like to share a lot of stories because, as you know, when I travel around, I'm by myself. So really, that's all I have to do is talk to complete strangers and So I get to meet a lot of very interesting people and a lot of great stories. And, you know, I'll tell you the one that I'm actually sort of mad I didn't mention today. When I was in Panama City Beach, Florida, and everybody hears the expression, it's a small world. Oh, my God, what a small world.
In fact, there's a song, it's a small world after all. Yeah.
And so one time I'm in Panama City Beach, Florida. I'm down there. It's like November. And I get down and I'm introducing myself again to complete strangers. And this guy, he's from St. Louis. So we start chatting a little bit about St. Louis. And so, you know, what do you know about this? Blah, blah, whatever. And I said, well, where do you live in St. Louis? And he mentioned the municipality. And I said, well, holy crap, I'm also from there as well. And we start talking a little bit more. I said, well, where exactly do you live there? And he named the subdivision, and it's my subdivision.
Woo!
And come to find out, this guy lives directly behind me in the house, right behind me, the next street over.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the definition of a small world.
Ooh.
And
really
I don't know. Say it again.
It really is the definition of a small world.
Yeah, so stuff like that, and you know, just the interesting people you meet. I met a guy down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I love talking about him. He was 70 years old. He was the guy. He asked me, we're having lunch, and he said, you know, do you remember the monkey they sent into outer space? And I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of vaguely remember the monkey that
his
was
name, his name was Ham. Ham the monkey.
Really?
This guy was in the Navy, and one of his jobs as part of the Navy was rescuing the monkey out of the ocean when it came back down out of space.
Wow.
The guy. Now, everybody's got a story, and people are interesting, and one thing I always will tell these people is no matter where you go all around the country, people pretty much are exactly the same. Whether you're from a red state or a blue state or you speak a little bit differently, we all are pretty much exactly the same. And I always tell people, be very careful not to fall into the old the stereotype trap that drives me crazy when people do that. People, for the most part, despite what you read in the paper or see on the news, people in this country are actually pretty decent people. And so it's kind of a positive speech that I like to give, and it's a lot of fun. And they were very nice today in Glen Clark.
Well, it sounds like something I'd sure like to go here. Maybe one day Dan and Peon and I could come here.
Yeah.
As long as I don't know you're there, just hide somewhere. So
okay.
Well, wear disguises.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a couple of quick things here. Washington, D.C., finally getting back to normal after the recent snowstorm hit that nation's capital. In fact, it was the nation's capital, I should say. In fact, it was so bad, Joe Biden had to clear the White House sidewalks 5 different times. It was bad. Real bad. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, they're in the news. They're in the news for still paying a city worker who hasn't worked since 1993.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. A guy getting paid for not doing his job for 22 years. Or as we call that at KTRS, Dan Strauss.
Hey,
just
he's
a little
friend.
Joke.
Hey,
he's our friend.
And Super Bowl week is underway. Security will be super tight at this year's Super Bowl. In fact, every person entering the stadium is going to have to pass through that facial recognition software. It detects known criminals. The good news is everybody will be safe. The bad news is there aren't going to be enough players to play the game.
Oh, boy. A lot of criminals in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, I hate things over.
Wow, I feel bad. I just looked at the time. I've eaten up the whole playhouse.
We don't care. We had nothing.
No.
Okay. Well, yesterday was the Pro Bowl in Honolulu. Anybody watch the Pro Bowl?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Big story is that a lot of players actually bailed on the event, including the entire New England Patriots team. In fact, so many people bailed in the Pro Bowl, they actually had to bring up 2 players from the Puppy Bowl.
Not enough.
Oh, you know what? They really ate that up in Glen Carbon earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 5550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
One of the things that drives me crazy when you're listening to commercials this time of year now, and they say, don't forget about the big game,
because
they can't mention Super Bowl.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
It's a trademark deal. Most people don't realize that. They're not allowed to say Super Bowl. That's why you hear Best Buy, big screen TVs on sale just in time for the big game.
Yeah.
Because if they say Super Bowl, they'll get sued.
Oh, yeah, by the NFL.
The NFL is like a Gestapo.
Yeah,
they really are.
I saw an article today. This was about the Super Bowl a couple years ago where it was at the new New York Jets stadium. And they have plenty of space for parking and tailgating and everything. But the NFL for the Super Bowl said, because of quote-unquote security issues, mm-hmm. we cannot allow anybody to park on that parking lot. You all have to be shuttled in on these NFL buses that cost $51 a ticket to be shuttled in from all these different areas around the stadium. And,
well, thank goodness they're thinking about people's safety.
Yes. Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting how...
The NFL and NASCAR, those two, you got to just sit back and go, wow, we're impressed at what you've been able to do, right or wrong.
And up until, I think it was just last year, they were tax exempt.
Yes.
And the only reason they wanted to change that is because now all the salaries of, like, Roger Goodell will not be public access anymore. Like, before, everybody could see, because they were tax-exempt, what everybody made. But now that they changed that, all that can be confidential again.
Such a joke.
Yeah.
It really is. We came back from Jamaica a week ago Saturday, and I got to tell you something. For those of you who fly at all, Why does the flight attendant have to show us how to use a seatbelt?
I know.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. I get the oxygen thing. Okay, flotation, thank you. Is there anybody who doesn't? I guess if a guy's on a plane and he's just leaving prison, and he's been in prison for 50 years, maybe. But other than that, I don't know who it's for. Meet the Press yesterday did a really good job of sort of explaining the Iowa caucuses. Dan, real quickly, what is the caucus? What is that?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Thank you. Pion, what is that?
I heard them talking about it earlier. That's the only reason I know. It's essentially just groups of people in all these different counties in Iowa get together and essentially hold a mock election.
It's like a practice
vote. Could be a restaurant. It could be a school gymnasium. It could be anywhere.
It's sort of like a run-through rehearsal.
And then I heard also that the Republicans do it. The caucus is different. It's where they have, like, ballots. But the Democratic caucuses, essentially, people in a room go stand in a corner of, I guess they'll have a sign hanging up, hey, this is Hillary's corner, this is Bernie's corner, and you just go move about the room and stand in that, and that's how they...
It's so ridiculous, and here's why. No matter what the outcome is, we've got 11 months or something, everything could change.
Oh,
it just doesn't make sense to me. The movie I mentioned earlier, and I won't take long, it's Room. Folks, I watched it on one of those because I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Ooh. I get a screener DVD. I think it's on at Frontenac or the Tivoli or something. Unfortunately, it's going to get recognized because of the unbelievable acting of Brie Larson. This movie, you have to see. And 15 minutes in, when you're saying, what the heck am I watching? Please stay with it. It is beyond belief. Room.
And doesn't it just takes place in a room because they're being held captive?
Well, it does, but they do take you beyond that when they're finally rescued. It's a woman and her daughter. And by the way, this crap really happens. Pamela Smart, who was the girl who, there were a couple of these gals who've been held for years by these weirdos.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. I just can't recommend enough that you see the movie Room. And congratulations to Branson, the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier in Chicago is going to be transported to Branson. It's 150 feet tall, and Chicago's Navy Pier is replacing it with one 196 feet tall. That's a tall Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great thing for Branson to get to. Tomorrow's Groundhog Day, who cares, as Bill Cleveland would say, but if you've never seen Groundhog Day, Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, my goodness, what an entertaining movie. Get it, watch it.
I'm sure somebody will air it.
Then you know they will.
Oh, yeah.
I heard British channel is airing it all day.
Well, they should. It's a terrific movie. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is actually, it's a joke, but it's an unusual joke in that what I'm going to do here is take you through the evolution of teaching math in the United States, starting with 1966. So this is 50 years in this country of how math has been taught up until today. First, let's start with teaching math in 1966, 50 years ago. Is my math right? Is that 50 years ago? I think it is.
Yes.
A logger sells, now this would be a test for kids in school. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price. What is his profit? Okay. Math in the 1970s. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price, or $80. What is his profit? You see, they're gradually dumbing down and making
right.
it easier. Math in the 80s. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production was $80. Did he make a profit? Yes or no? Teaching math in the 1990s. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is $80, and his profit is $20. Your assignment, underline the number 20. Teaching math in 2000. A logger cuts down a beautiful forest because he's selfish and inconsiderate and cares nothing for the habitat of animals or the preservation of our woodlands. He does this so he can make a profit of $20. What do you think of this way of making a living? Topic for class participation after answering the question, how did the birds and squirrels feel as the logger cut down their homes? There are no wrong answers, and if you feel like crying, it's okay. And now, teaching math in the United States in 2016. Un acero vende una
meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, believe it or not, they just, within the last minute, cleared that stall that was blocking the left lane on southbound 270 at Gravois. It's a solid jam from Ladue down through Gravois now. You've got a new crash. It's on northbound Telegraph in front of the Walmart, just a little bit north of Highway 255 that has the right lane blocked. Yet another accident on the ramp from Lime Ferry, the Cloverleaf ramp, to westbound 255. Three vehicles. Police are with it. You have slow traffic on westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. You're heavy again as you make your way past 170 in the airport. Westbound 40, it's running slow now from King's Highway out to McCausland, Ballas out through Maryville Center. We also have westbound 44 drivers are slowing from King's Highway through Hampton, and then the right lanes from Lindbergh trying to ramp onto 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance for a smarter, safer car. Go to hum.com. With your Vinson Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Installation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You could save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
News flash for anyone suffering with sleep apnea who uses a CPAP system. SoClean.com is offering a 30-day in-home trial of the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. This special opportunity is available on a strict first-come, first-served basis. To stop cleaning your system by hand, try the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner, risk-free for 30 days. Call immediately, 1-800-500-5403. SoClean is scientifically proven to destroy 99.9% of all CPAP germs, viruses, and bacteria. It's completely hands-free and hassle-free, and it works in minutes. No need to take apart your system or use any water. To introduce this life-changing breakthrough to the world, SoClean.com is offering risk-free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. To stop washing your CPAP system by hand, try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-500-5403. This is an exclusive radio offer and supplies are limited. That's 1-800-500-5403.
If you want to lose weight starting right now, boy, have I got a special free deal for you. I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody. You've probably seen our DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. And we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. Now you can stream our library of fitness programs right on your computer, tablet, smartphone, even your web-enabled TV for free. And now I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. Go for it and lose as much weight as possible without paying a dime. All I ask is for your feedback so we can make it the best weight loss site ever created. Just text the word BOD to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, actually over 400 different workouts for free. Just text BOD to 313131 and get started for free right now. Text BOD to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Hi, this is Darren from Rhino Shield. And with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint again. And who wants to paint their own home, business, or church anyways? Rhino Shield is a permanent ceramic coating that blocks out 100% of the moisture and 90% of the UV rays. Get the 25-year guaranteed protection right now for 20% off. This offer is limited, so hurry. And we have special financing. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, or even rotten wood, be smart and take advantage of our winter special savings. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or at 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. It's more affordable than you think.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts from the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
Ew, to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Samuel, Southern California, checking with Mike Evans. Tomorrow night starts the 10-part The People versus O.J. Simpson. The O.J. Simpson trial, folks, is the reason that I even met Mike Evans. That was the beginning of a 20-year relationship, was that trial. It's a great story. One day we'll tell you about it and refresh your memory. Or if you haven't heard it, you're here for the first time. It's a pretty good story. And it's a great example of knucklehead, idiotic management of a radio station. They did not want him and want to pay him for the reports. And I said, you know what? I'll take him. And look what happened. 20 years later, we're still together. From Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Here is Mike Evans.
Yes, right.
Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The idiotic program director goes, "Yeah, we don't need those reports.
Nobody cares about O.J. Simpson trial."
Yeah.
21 years later, they're doing miniseries about it.
Well,
first of all, happy February, everybody.
Yeah, happy Groundhog's Eve to you.
No, don't bring that up. Okay. I hate that ground. I want to see somebody kill that groundhog.
I do too. No, I do too. I do too.
I like a sniper.
It's the dumbest.
With a pellet gun hitting right between the eyes.
It's the dumbest thing we do.
Name the name of the rapper who took $2 million for a fragrance to carry his name, promised to do TV ads and magazine ads, but he never did a thing. The clone started all right, then it stopped selling, and now the company is out of business, and they are suing the rapper to get their $2 million back because he never tried to promote it. Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, Eminem. Love Nuggets, Lady Gaga, and Chicago Fire actor, fiancé, Taylor Kinney are planning a huge wedding, renting a jumbo jet, flying their friends and relatives to Venice for the ceremonies. That's Venice, Italy, not Venice, California. Did anybody watch Grease last night?
Yes, no. I did.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was really good, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
TV review, certainly I have my doubts about the FX People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, the 10-part miniseries Frank just mentioned. As Frank mentioned, I covered the O.J. Simpson murder trial, the civil trial, the trial in Las Vegas. And really, I mean, I think I know more than certainly most people know about it. Didn't expect to learn much. I did learn some things, if what they are saying is true, about some special investigations that were done that nobody knew about. Some of the talk that took place in the lawyers' homes. This stuff is really, really good. It's not about the murders. This is just about the relationship with these attorneys. And that more than anything else. Cuba Gooding Jr. is O.J. David Schwimmer is Robert Kardashian. Sarah Paulson is a perfect Marcia Clark. Kenneth Choi, Judge Ito. Courtney Vance is Johnny Cochran. Sterling Brown is Christopher Darden. Travolta is Robert Shapiro. And Blair Selma is Kris Jenner, who, of course, was Chris Kardashian at the time.
Hey, before, I know we're short on time, but I have to tell you something. Do you know, and I don't know why, but there's one thing that I remember that you shared with us that I just thought, this is why we have him in the courtroom, and it's this. You said one day, you said, does anybody know what kind of perfume Marcia Clark wears? I just remember this. Now, do you even remember? Because you said you were in the elevator.
I remember telling you that, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, I do. You said you're in the elevator with Marcia Clark,
yeah,
and you
I remember
asked
that.
Her.
I asked her what she was wearing.
Obsession.
Obsession, that's right.
I don't know why I remember that, but I just thought, wow, there's some inside stuff you don't get anywhere else.
This miniseries is almost as good as Fargo. I mean,
wow.
Especially when you look at how, you know, what, especially when you see what happened in Ferguson. I mean, it's just a twisted thing.
Can you even to this day, Mike, you were in the courtroom, can you even believe that they came out with a not guilty? That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I always say his blood was on, as was that Bundy, by the body.
It was everywhere.
Her blood was on the pedal, the gas pedal of the Bronco.
Her blood was on his socks in his bedroom.
Exactly, and Ron Goldman's hair was on the back of OJ's sweater that they found.
Yeah, not guilty.
How does you know?
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
But this miniseries is definitely worth seeing. Right. New York Post headline, above a photo of a crashed upside-down helicopter, Frank Opinion. Mm. Upside-down helicopter that crashed. Post headline screamed, flipped the bird.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Date in history, February 1, 1964, Beatles got their first number one song worldwide, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
And finally.
And Lisa Marie Presley Keough Jackson Cage Lockwood is 48 years old today.
And finally.
There
you go. Hey, maybe tomorrow we'll just talk about you and the, covering the OJ thing.
Okay.
What do you think? Okay.
Name the name of the rapper who took $2 million to use his name on a fragrance and promised to help support it, do TV and magazine. Never did a thing. Now he's being sued. Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Diddy, or Eminem.
Oh, I'll go Jay-Z.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Jay-Z.
Mike
Evans!
Oh, I hate it when Dan gets here. Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. Terrific restaurant. Try the German, the potato pancakes. And, of course, next door, the Smokehouse Restaurant. On the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, we leave you with a reminder that don't let this weather fool you, this 50, 60-degree stuff. No, that's Mother Nature messing with you. It's going to drop like a rock in a couple of weeks. It's going to be back again, 5, 10 degrees. Matheny Heating and Cooling. A lot of heating and cooling companies. Some of their commercials sound very good. They sound good. I'm sure a couple other companies are pretty decent. Who cares? Folks, you're AM and the PM, and don't you ever forget it. And if you're AM and the PM, the only thing you have to do to keep this show on the air is support the advertisers. You ought to not ever be able to sleep another night if you use another heating and cooling company other than Matheny. And we would never ask you to do anything you wouldn't thank us for. And you'll thank us for Matheny. Don't worry about the size of your business or your home. Nothing is too large, nothing is too small. The make, the model, the type, it doesn't matter. They work on everything. And they're the great company when it comes to replacing a system that's seen better days. They service everybody, every business, every residence in all of St. Louis County and all of St. Charles County. And this is their 74th year in business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared that stall on northbound or southbound 270. Boy, you're still bumper to bumper from about Ladue to just a little bit south of 44, and then things start breaking loose toward Gravois. You're working with this accident on northbound Telegraph in front of Walmart. That's just a little bit north of 255. You still have eastbound 40 drivers downtown slowing from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, those slow pockets between Kings Highway, McCausland, Ballas out through Maryville Center. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. With the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
If you're in trouble with the IRS, you probably panic every time the phone rings, or you dread opening the mail. Even hearing your doorbell can raise your blood pressure. Put an end to your nightmare with one phone call to the experts at Rush Tax Resolution. If you owe $10,000 or more in personal or business taxes, have unfiled returns, received an audit notice, or have been threatened with a levy or garnishment, you are in way over your head. You need to call the pros at Rush Tax Resolution at 877-554-RUSH to deal with the IRS so you don't have to. They will negotiate with the IRS to get you a permanent solution to your tax problem. You may even qualify to have up to 85% of your taxes forgiven. And if you're not sure what the IRS has in your file, call today and they'll give you a free transcript analysis. Call 877-554-RUSH today. That's 877-554-RUSH. Or log on to rushtaxresolution.com. 877-554-7874.
Get a free 6-inch Subway sandwich when you buy a 30-ounce drink. Text offers to 782-929. Subway, founded on fresh. Message and data rates may apply.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Only on Fox 2 tonight, a backyard arrest in South County. A man running from police left a little boy in his car.
Criminals are selling a fake prescription anxiety drug. Why its ingredients may leave you more than just relaxed.
And the battle to keep the NGA in St. Louis turns into a fight for freedom of speech.
Only on Fox, a police manhunt puts a quiet South County neighborhood on edge.
Police say that a man abandoned a little boy during a traffic stop in Afton as he tried to flee. And Fox's Andy Banker is here with the story and with the video, all new at 6. Andy?
Now, police say the man was wanted for a felony, and he just took off running and left a little boy sitting in the car.